The healing grace of God has appeared to all people and educates us to renounce the godless being. Titus chapter 2, verse 11-12. Today's watchword contains two interesting statements. First, we shall renounce the godless being. Second, God's grace is salutary and applies to all people. I would like to share my thoughts on these statements briefly with you. First, we are supposed to renounce a godless being. What is that, godless? How you would describe this word, what do you think about? Godless is the opposite of divine. What is divine? God is love, mercy, grace, justice, peace, hope. Godless is exclusion, hate, exploitation, lack of prospects, heartlessness, injustice, war. Human life always moves between these two poles. If we cancel something, it requires that we can make a decision. But most of the time, it is probably not that we can always choose clearly between good and evil, but that our actions are integrated into existing and grown structures. Not so easy to find a good way out. And second, therefore, it is very comforting that God wants to heal us with His grace. Healing from life-hostile, destructive, unjust structures and habits. This is something that we humans really need in face of climate change, unfair and exploitative trade patterns, numerous global crises and broken relationships. Are we ready to let ourselves be healed? To make a new start, to turn back from the dead ends of our world on a large and small scale, the healing love of God makes this offer every day anew. Let us be healed. The way out is not easy, but if we let be guided ourselves by mindfulness and a just and loving togetherness, there always will be ways out. The healing grace of God is for all of us.